We're going to start this morning, though, in relation to hearing about the Rose of Tralee and where the festival stands now after the last dramatic couple of days with regards to where things stand. Kerry County Council confirming yesterday that a family festival will go ahead in Tralee Town in August, coming after the Rose of Tralee International Festival announced it's discontinuing the Rose Ball and pulling out of organising the streets events for this year's festival and handing it back to the town. In a statement, the council confirmed they've met with the Rose of Tralee International Festival Committee, and Tralee Municipal District members also were updated on the current position by Council CEO Maura Murrell. Yesterday there's been other meetings, I understand, with regards to where things go and what can be done. Now, the Tralee Municipal District statement added they're fully supportive of the continuation of the street events in the town centre. We'll be working with local businesses and organisations to ensure this will continue. With me in our studio here in Tralee, I've got Fine Gael Councillor Jim Finucane on the line. I have Labour Councillor Terry O'Brien. Good morning to both of you and thanks for talking to us in the programme. Terry, if I can start with you, what can you tell us about where things stand now, notwithstanding the view or the comments of Anthony O'Gara of the Rose of Tralee that this was, you know, it's ready to go? My understanding is there's a fair amount of work involved. Where do things stand now from the point of view of getting an entertainment events festival up and running at this juncture?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Jim. Look, again, this was a shock, I suppose, to everyone concerned with the Rose of Tralee and I suppose in particular the people of Tralee when it was announced. But I think Jerry was kind of on the books over the last couple of years. Last year, the council themselves moved the Phelan and Blaw, or another festival we used to have in June, we moved it to around festival time to make sure that, you know, the streets were enhanced properly and that there was plenty for people to do. But look, it's I suppose the Rose of Tralee has since Anthony took it over, I suppose 20 years ago, it's been run by Anthony and his company. So I'm not sure if I entirely agree with Anthony saying it's just a case of I think he said push a button and it'll all come into place, but you know, he assures us a lot of those works are done and there, but the council will have to go out and seek people to run the festival properly, you know, within certain guidelines and obviously within a certain time frame now, being so close to the festival. So look, we attended the meeting yesterday with the county manager and the town manager. I felt it was a fairly positive meeting. We weren't, you know, holding our heads in despair by any means. We were looking at what we can do, how fast we can get things done to deliver a festival for the town for that is the third week in August. So I firmly believe after the meeting that it is doable. It will be done. To what measure, I'm not sure. Again, look, there was we recently had a food market festival there in Tralee and it was a huge success. So we have the expertise on the ground. We have people who are very familiar with it. We have committed people of Tralee who volunteer, etc., and who always embrace the festival. So I'd be positive, Jerry. But look, again, you'll have like everyone else. We have an element of doomsday. People, look, we just have to get on with it. If we were all doomsday, there'd be nothing done in Tralee or Kerry. You know, so I'd be optimistic, Jerry, that we're in a good place to get the festival going this year.
It won't be the same as last year, Terry, though, will it? Because last year Phelan na Blaw was coinciding with the Rose. That's not happening this year. Phelan na Blaw's happening in June. So that picked up a lot of the slack last year. You don't have much time. So will it be a smaller affair, do you think, in the time that's left? Effectively, you have to go to tender to get someone to operate it. That'll take a few weeks. Yeah. Then you're talking about a window of maybe 8 to 9 weeks, perhaps.
Yeah, again, and I said at the start about Phelan na Blaw, I agree with you 100%, but I don't think that it can't be done. I don't think that we can't get together, a proper group in the next week or so to drive this and to run this. I'm assured that there are already, I suppose, different entertainment avenues have been explored, and people are awaiting a call to appear at the festival, bands, etc. So let's see what comes back with that. But I suppose it's still very raw, Jerry. It's still very raw as to what has been left and what there is to do. Obviously, there's loads of parts, you know, there's loads of people looking for, people are swinging about, we have to have the parade, we have to have this, we have to have the Birds Bazaar, we have, you know, so all these things. It's like a major jigsaw puzzle, Jerry, but I don't fear that we can't do it and we can't get it delivered.
Okay, Jim Finucane, what's your view on where we stand now and what sort of an entertainment events side of things will be delivered?
Well, I think, Jerry, look, at like Terry, it's a no-choice situation here. We have to get involved, and I think the Municipal Council has taken, along with the officials, the right decision. This is a platform, but the Rose of Tralee, like any other business since COVID, has to reinvent itself. Every business that I'm aware of since COVID has to reinvent itself. So herein, to me, lies an opportunity, a significant opportunity, because we can address, for example, the street entertainment. We need to bring in the next generation of young people. We need to have a platform for young bands, young groups who are starting off, who need a stage. So to me, I just see an opportunity here from the point of view of bringing another generation involved in the festival. And we can't forget, look, no matter what people say, when the festival is here, the town is in the media focus with the national television channel two nights. Huge emphasis on the town. If we're to attract industry, it's about our profile, what we have to offer, why people should move here, why people should set up business. There's a practical side to this, and it's about confidence. And if I could use an example here, if you look at going back through the years, and I've been in business quite a number of years, and no different from anybody else, I've had to reinvent how I do business, what I do, and you have to go, and things have changed. If you go back, and I use it as an example, Waterford last year, there was a time when every American visitor came to this country, and every duty-free was full of people returning to the United States, and they bought Waterford glass. There was a generation came after that. Now, Waterford glass is still in existence and make fantastic products. But I think that we have to focus on how we bring the next generation, how, you know, we draw more people to this town. And I think the festival is the one centrepiece that we have, and it has to be supported. I, for the last couple of years, have been on, and along with Terry Bryan, my other colleagues, about a permanent home for the festival. We need a commercial space in the town. It's a huge expense to go to the college, put up a dome, take it down, and for what? We've nothing left after it. So I still feel it's a time for bold moves. I would strive forward with confidence. I know the ads have appeared yesterday for the event management for a number of companies to make it their submission yesterday.
For the running of the festival.
Yeah, so there is an element of, but you know, and Terry O'Brien is well aware that he was chairman when we went to the 20 years ago before Antino O'Gara got involved, when there was an opportunity for the town to buy the festival or to take it in charge. I would have discussions
that was
after
missed.
This.
That opportunity was missed.
It was missed, and the council was the only one who was prepared. So there are people in business, vendors, accommodation, and I would like to see after this festival that we have a complete rethink, that we put everything on the table and see, but we do need a permanent structure. We need a commercial space. And it's not just the festival. If you look at other facilities we have in this town, Sheemsadira or something, these organisations, these people providing entertainment and services, they have to be supported. And if we don't, we don't. But to my mind, we need to get young, and I would like to see, particularly with event management company, but I will be looking for a younger generation.
That speaks to the future. And Terry O'Brien, what's your view on what needs to happen in the future? And that's the future of the whole festival, including the television show. What do you think needs to happen with regards to whether taking it over, buying it off Antony O'Gara, or what might happen there? Because it feels, from the last couple of years, and particularly what's happened right now, that the festival's at a crossroads.
Yeah, Jim, as you said there, look, it was at a crossroads 20 years ago, and Antony O'Gara stepped up when not a lot of people were shining for it. But yeah, look, we are, I think, at yesterday's meeting, we agreed that this will be an emergency festival, to get this done, to get you know, to make sure there's something there for people to enjoy who are coming to the town. I mean, this is, like I said to you, Joy, the last time we spoke, this, you know, to call off the festival, this isn't an under-14 hurling match on a Friday night. This is a serious job, and Antony O'Gara and his team have diaspora from all over the world with big plans coming to Tralee on that week. I was contacted by several people, a good friend of mine from Kilkenny, actually, was on to be Easter morning first thing about a pipe band that they had booked hotels in Tralee, they're coming for the festival, and what should they do, etc. So once this went out, obviously, you know, the shutaways, but I said to him, like I said to you, Joy, I do believe we will have a festival issue. I do believe we'll have a good festival. We'll have the usual, but we also agreed yesterday that once this festival is over, the first week in September, people have to sit around the table and say, okay, now we need to work out where we're going. You know, Jim has spoken about this permanent facility for the Rose. See, the problem with the permanent facility is we can't specifically say for the Rose, because the Rose will release, what, two, maybe 3 weeks of the year, they yeah. would need something proper. And if you're going to build a proper facility for something like the Rose, it's got to include more than the Rose. And again, look, let's be real here. The INEC is a fantastic venue, 20 miles from Tralee. We're not going to contest. You know what the INEC is. It's a huge, it's a fantastic venue. We have a half an hour at the road. So we need to, I suppose, think wide and think what else do we need a structure of this type for? What else could we, where else could we put it? You know, because yeah. there's lots of ideas and lots of people have. But again, as Jim said, it's a whole lot of money. It's a huge investment for a town and a council. So that's the September meeting, Jerry.
That needs to be worked out. Okay, Jim Finucane.
Yeah, Jerry, look, at like every challenge in this thing, there's an opportunity, and I think it's time to be bold. I think it's an opportunity to reinvent the festival, to reinvent the town, and to put on something that opens it up to a completely new generation. And I would welcome the input of young people in the arts and the music, because this should be an opportunity to bring a completely new audience to the festival and to bring a completely new generation of younger people to this town. This is our platform. We have to invest in it. We have to protect it. But it's a time to be bold, and it's not the time for the same run-of-the-mill stuff that has happened in the past. I would be looking at, and hopefully that whoever manages the event here, but I will be looking for innovation, I'll be looking for imagination, and and that young people begin to talk on social media and say, look, at we went to Tralee, it's the place to be.
Yeah, control of the festival is key though in relation, and there's a lot to be worked out there. Cathal Foley made a call yesterday, Sinn Féin councillor, that look, the council are major sponsors of the festival, and he said, look, the money, the sponsorship should be for the street side of things, not for RTÉ and the television show. What's your response to that? Does that go to future negotiations on the control of the event, Terry?
Of course, that's key. You know, like we've got to realize here what we're sponsoring and what we're doing. I mean, when Anthony said that he was handing control of the streets back to the council, well, then the council need to look seriously at the funding that they're providing. And I would expect that meeting has, if it hasn't taken place already between the county manager and Anthony, it will probably be done early next week to see where the council fit in with maybe Anthony's side of things. Obviously, there's a huge emphasis on, and as you said, the television show and being in Kerry and what it brings to Kerry. But there's a realization after what's happened that the council now will have to look at Tralee. And again, when we say this, Jerry, Tralee's to look at Tralee, the vendors, the chamber, you know, the businesses, whoever else wants to get involved in this. We all have to look at it now and say this is Tralee. It's Tralee's time. As Jim said, we can look at it as something new. I mean, this festival is over 60 years old, so I suppose from the time that those gentlemen met in a pub in Tralee and decided for the Rose of Tralee, it's become a very different time, a very different town. And, you know, the young people who drive all these festivals, they're looking for something unique and different, as Jim said. So that's what we...
If that doesn't happen, Jim, finally, is it festival in danger of dying? Is it out of time? What do you say to those? Say, look, this is a natural end to it. It's all a bit messy what's happened this year. You know, to people who would say, and they'd look at this as an anachronistic beauty pageant, time to forget about it. Now, there is huge brand recognition. There's a lot of people who watch, a lot of advertising money involved, the national broadcasters involved. So there's definitely a tourism value in that. But what's your response to this could go badly wrong from here if it's not carefully managed?
I have no lack of confidence in going forward with this thing. Jerry, it's like the Eurovision Song Contest. Everybody gives out about it, but everyone watches.
Large numbers of people watch.
And I think the key to the Rose of Tralee has, it's as simple as this. You have young women who have been, you know, successful from all the various aspects of the diaspora. They tell a story. People we Irish people have a natural curiosity on people's stories, and that's what gravitates, that's why people watch it. They like to see it, families and people, you know, relating their own experiences in a way that perhaps might be some nostalgia in it, but at the end of the day, these are very accomplished people. That's the key to it, and that has been, regardless of the detractors, but our Lord himself had detractors. You will never win with some people, but this is an opportunity, and I'd like to say it used to be, you know, and I'd like to see the festival carry title, because when you look at RTE's involvement in the selection and you look at the views of the county as a whole, encouraging people to come to the part of the prize money that has been supported by Kerry County Council, or you know, a major holiday in the county itself, so it's the county, and you know, bringing people to Dingle or Killarney or Castlevine, not Kerry, Listowel, Tarbert, wherever, it's a huge opportunity that no other county has, and it's up to us to reinvent it, reinvest in it, and to give it a new energy.
Will the businesses of the town, because they're going to have to support it, fundraising, will they support it? Will it be done? Will they, as the Anthony O'Gara said, take it for granted, it's time for Tralee to step up? Will that happen?
Well, I think, look at what Anthony O'Gara has done here, that there's a gauntlet has been thrown down. And I think, and I look at the one thing I'll say, and people talk about local government and politics, but the county council municipal area has responded, and the officials have responded in a quick method, and it's a good thing. But I believe that the energy will be there to do so, and it's an opportunity for us to redesign it.
Same point to you. Will Tralee businesses, will Tralee step up here, take over and reinvent the festival?
I think, Jerry, they have no choice. They have to step up if they want the festival. I mean, really, it's back to us. As Jim said, the council are going to do the best they can, but the businesses, etc., the chamber, the pubs, they're all going to have to step up now, and this festival is going to have to be, I'm not going to say pulled from a near extension, because last year was a very positive festival.
Yeah.
I was down there on several days. It was hugely supported. We have the people coming. We have the roses coming. We have their families coming. We have the escorts coming. There's a lot of people coming, so we have to put it after. You know, we will have deep negotiations on in September. But Jerry, we've got to look at two sides. Let's be real here. The festival, as the Rose of Tralee brand, is owned by Anthony O'Gara.
Yeah.
Because someone said to me yesterday, this is a joke, you know, he could move it to Killarney. Anthony O'Gara could move it to Mozambique. Because when this festival was up for grabs, he took it. So we need to be sure that the festival, as we know it, on the streets, and what we can do with street entertainment and vendors and food and the bazaar, as I said, the crack that goes on, we have to do our best to retain that, and hope that we can work with Anthony to ensure the survival. That's the important part.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time.